nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Gonna stop me now.
Valky, will you come on? If we don't leave for work right now, all the really good donuts will be gone.
Okay, cousin. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hello?
Becky!
It's for you.
Well, tell them I'll call them back later.
I think it's from Meepos. I hear chickens in the background.
Nee? Dá-se o Yaya! Está para ter de mim! Telefone americano, cara!
Who is it, your mother?
No, it's my Yaya!
Your Yaya?
My grandmother!
Oh!
Nee, Yaya! Och, wer ja? Ist die nach Chicago Amerikaner go? The go? Edix, Edix. Okay, okay. Bye, bye, babe. Cousin, the most wonderful news. My Yaya is coming to America.
Well, that's great. Grandma Bartokomos is coming to America.
Get out of the city. She's coming too?
You just told me she was coming.
No. No. My Yaya Bartokomos is not coming to America. This is Yaya Biki from my mother's side.
Wait a minute. Is this the Yaya Biki who's 106 years old?
No, this is the Yaya Biki who has a lounge act in Vegas.
What I meant was I can't believe someone who's 106 is going to be making a trip like this. Isn't it too much for her?
Well, maybe for your average 106-year-old, but not for my Yaya. This woman, every morning before the sun come up, she takes the goats 6 miles uphill to graze them. Then she come back down the hill and cook breakfast for 26 men. And then after the 26 men go out to the fields, she does 45 minutes of low-impact aerobics. So you see, for someone over 100, she's very much an 80s woman. What can I do you for?
Could we have a chat? Valky. Mm-hmm. When you brought 100 pounds of garlic into the apartment, I said to myself, okay, so Yaya Beaky loves scampi. When you told me she likes to keep fresh eels in the bathtub, I said to myself, hey, no problem. I take showers. But
it's the cow, isn't it?
Well, yes. The cow. Bothers me. I want Yaya Beaky to feel at home. I really do. But have you ever thought that she'd like to see how we live? Experience the American way of living? Things like, oh, I don't know. Geez, what example can I think of? Beef on the table instead of beef at the table? Sorry. Please, can we get rid of the cow?
Well, of course, and I'm just trying to give Yaya Beaky a few of the little comforts of home. See? Look, I made her this blanket. I weave it myself so that she won't get cold while she's watching Letterman.
It's beautiful.
How about that chair? That chair is just like the one she has on Meepos.
Look, I don't mind the chair. I mind the cow. Please, let's take it back. We can take it back, can't we?
Okay, we can 86 the cow. She's just a rental.
Good. I'll go change clothes.
Colson, before you go, you ought to know that there may be a penalty for returning her unmilked.
I'll chance it.
Very good. I think for She's a Jolly Good Fellow really works in Niposian. Don't you?
Oh, a real toe tapper.
Okay, now, everybody, please be at the apartment at 7 o'clock so that when Kosa, Larry, and I arrive with Yaya Beaky, you can jump out and yell surprise.
Wait, hold on, honey. You sure it's such a good idea to jump out and yell at a woman who's 106?
No problem. Yaya Beaky is as strong as a sea turtle. Of course, she has better legs. Now, I got to run. I got to pick up party hats and half a pound of head cheese. And listen, don't forget to bring your dancing feet. Yaya Beaky loves to party down.
106 and as strong as a sea turtle. I wonder what I'll be like when I'm old.
Probably a lot like Yaya Beaky.
Why, Harriet, you think so?
Sure I do, honey. You're already starting to look like a sea turtle.
I'll get that. Hello? No, Mr. Bartokomus is gone for the day. Well, if it's important, I can take a message. I'm his cousin. Oh, no. Yeah, I understand. Thank you. Goodbye.
Larry, what's wrong?
That was the airline. Yaya Beaky got off to change planes in New York, and her heart stopped. She's dead.
Potato chips?
Belky, you already bought 15 bags and we only have 10 people coming.
You're right. Maybe we do need more.
Cousin, look what we did. Does this say, welcome to America or what?
Well, yes, it does.
When Yaya Beaky sees all this, she's gonna die.
Jennifer and Marianne, don't you need to hurry upstairs to change for the party?
Larry, we have changed for the party.
And lovely you are, too. I don't know how to tell you this, but Lydia is wearing that exact same dress. But if you don't mind...
No, I'll change.
Marianne, did I mention that Harriet is wearing what you have on?
Wow, small world. You better change.
Cousin, is 15 bags of potato chips enough? We have 10 guests coming. I made 4 gallons of sheep dip.
Belky, sit down.
Okay, I guess I could take a break. I have been running around like a chicken with its head glued on all day.
Belky, the airline called. Yaya Beaky is going to be late.
How late?
A lot.
Cousin, what is it?
Yaya Beaky is not coming. Something happened.
She bought the farm, didn't she?
Well, yes, she did.
Oh, this is wonderful. She's always wanted that farm. Of course she can't come now. She's got to go out and buy sheep and goats ducks and I don't know what all.
Bought the farm is an expression.
Well, of course it is. Don't be ridiculous. What does it mean?
I know this is going to come as a terrible shock, but Yaya Beaky got off the plane in New York and died.
Okay, so we got 10 guests coming. 15 bags of potato chips enough?
Rocky, did you understand what I said?
Yes. You said Yaya Beaky is dead. But that don't solve the chip problem.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go out and buy some more potato chips. If we run out of munchies, this party's gonna be a dud. Circus you ever see? How about that Joko, the human fireball? What an entertainer! I just hope they got him to the hospital, okay? The daring young man on the flying trapeze, what kind of a person would climb 25 feet up in the air, then just drop off, and then swing back? Careful. And back. Careful. And then just hand himself to somebody. Cousin, I have a storm in my brain. Why don't we invite the guests down and rent a movie and get ourselves a pizza?
Belky, why don't you give the girls and me a night off? For the past 3 weeks, you've dragged us around every amusement park, zoo, movie, and video arcade in Chicago.
Well, excuse me for being fun.
Belky.
Okay, I know. I'll make some popcorn and we can practice catching it in our mouth.
Falky, Falky, this is Cousin Larry. You don't have to do this.
No, Cousin, it's no bother. I love making popcorn.
No, no, not that. I mean, you don't have to pretend you're happy around me.
What are you talking about? I'm happy.
You're not happy.
I am happy.
No, you're not.
I'm happy.
No, you're not.
I'm happy.
No, you're not.
I'm happy. Now let it go.
Okay, fine. You're happy. Your Yaya dies and you're happy. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, cousin. I'm not happy. Let me explain something to you. I've been prepared for this. On Yaya Biki's 100th birthday, she pulled me aside. She said, Berki, today I am 100 years old. Chances are I'm not going to make another 100. So, when I go, please, just go on with your life as if nothing happened. Please, promise me this so that I can rest in peace. I promise her that, and that's all there is to it.
Well, you're not going on as if nothing has happened. You're doing happy things, but I can see you're hurting inside, and you're trying to hide it. You can't hide it from me, Balki. I know you too well.
Cousin, I'm trying to do what I promised Yaya Biki I would do.
Yaya Biki was very wise, and I'm sure she wanted to make things easier for you. But if she could see you now, she'd say she made a mistake. When someone close to you dies, you have to mourn for them.
No. No. No.
I had an uncle whose wife died. And he had a very hard time getting over it. He held things in. But the poor guy was a wreck. So he tried something. He wrote a letter to his wife, telling her all the things he wished he could say to her.
And did this make everything better?
Well, made things a little better. But if you don't want to write to her, try talking to her. It doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is to get it out, to say goodbye.
I don't want to say goodbye.
I'm only trying to help. I'm going to go upstairs and tell the girls they don't have to come down tonight and watch you be happy.
Well, Yaya, here we are. America, just where you wanted me to be. I know it was your dream to come here too. I just wish you could have seen more of this country. I was thinking, maybe you saw the Statue of Liberty from the window of your airplane. Wasn't she beautiful? I remember the first time I ever saw her. I was sailing into New York Harbor on the tramp steamer, and the sun was coming up, and there she was, just like you said, bringing light to the world. And it was the most wonderful day of my life. And you made that day possible. I am so blessed to have had somebody to fill my heart with such wonderful dreams, and then to help me to make them come true. Yeah. You don't make things easy. I've been trying to do what you told me to do, to go on with my life as if nothing has happened. But you don't understand how hard it is, because you've never lost you. I made this for you. I hope you like it. Cosi Larry said that I have to say goodbye, and that I have to feel sad before I can feel happy again. And I think he was right. I miss you. I'm going to go upstairs now and tell my friends that I'm sad. I think that'll make them happy. Bye-bye, Yaya. I'll see you again someday.